Naldic Podcasts. Frequently asked questions. What do people mean when they talk about advanced bilingual learners?
Many teachers will have heard the phrase advanced bilingual learner or more advanced EAL learner being used about pupils or students. These phrases are often used as shorthand for pupils and students, including those born in the UK whose first language is not English, but nevertheless are conversationally fluent. This spoken fluency may not be reflected in their reading and writing. In schools, this can cause EAL learners to plateau, especially those without a solid grounding of content knowledge or where there have been interruptions in their language and literacy development in their first language. Research tells us that it takes 5 to 7 years to become fully fluent in English, so it is important for those who are still learning English as an additional language to get the support they need from specialist teachers and supportive classroom strategies. A lack of comprehension at this stage can lead to further lapses in comprehension and a failure to fully grasp concepts. EAL learners born in the UK may be very familiar with colloquialisms, but more recent arrivals may interpret idioms literally or struggle to understand culturally laden phrases. They will probably be able to participate in discussions, but may be more reticent to speak or present in front of the whole class. With new topics, advanced bilingual learners will continue to need additional support, such as talking around the topic and also extra time for processing. In reading and writing, advanced bilingual learners may find some subject-specific text hard, as their understanding will be limited by their knowledge of complex language structures and their breadth of vocabulary. For example, in their reading, they may be so busy concentrating on the nuts and bolts of the sentence or passage, they may lose the meaning of the text as a whole. Things that might cause problems include being able to distinguish between formal and informal tone, or using appropriate connectives to make writing more cohesive. These are some of the reasons why EAL learners continue to need support, even if they seem orally very fluent.